The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 9th, 1976, in Aligarh, India.
Munayo sadhu pristuham bhavadbhi lokamangalam Jatkita Krishna Sangpasra Jinatva Supersedati. By the sages and the Vicharana, the question was put before Sutta Goswami that after Krishna's departure from this world to his own abode, where the responsibility was given for religious propaganda. So it was Krishna Sang Prashna, question about Krishna. And the question was the religious principle, where did it rest? Because religion means the law of God. Dharmantu sakshad bhagavat-pranitam. As you cannot manufacture law at home, the law is enunciated in the legislative assembly of the government. Not that you can manufacture law in your home or in your office or in a big conference where you have, no. Similarly, the word dharma, religion, is explained in the English dictionary a sect of faith, and people have interpreted in a different way that I can manufacture my own way of religion. It is going on very strong nowadays by some missionary sect, Jatama Tatopat. There are as many ways there are, they're all perfect. Somebody said that to cut throat is my religion. That is also accepted. But that is not religion. Religion means dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. What is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or what is ordained by the Supreme Authority, that is dharma. Therefore, in the next verse, it is explained, Sabai pumsa paro dharma jato bhakti radho kaji ahoituki apratihata Jayatma supersedati. If you want actual peace, Atma supersedati, then you have to accept paro dharma. Paro means supreme or superior. There are two kinds of dharmas, paro and aparo. Apara means this material world. Bhumi rapa nalo vayu, khangamana buddhi devacha. There are two nature, one spiritual nature and one material nature. People do not understand what is spiritual nature, but Krishna explains very nicely, and one can understand very easily what is spiritual nature and what is material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, the matter, five elements, earth, water, air, fire, sky, mind, intelligence, ego, these are material nature. Prakriti me bhinna astadha, aparayam. Then Krishna says, this is apara. Apara means inferior. Bhumirapa analobhayam. The modern scientists or philosophers, they are engaged in studying this inferior nature. They have no information on the superior nature. But Krishna says that these five elements, eight elements, five gross and three subtle, the mind is also material. Khangamana buddhi. These are material. People think that mental speculation, poetry, philosophy, that is spiritual. No. So long the subject matter is material, the concoction of the mind, speculation of the mind, the so-called philosophy, is also material. Now, when mind is engaged at the lotus feet of the Lord, as it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sabai Manak Krishna Padaravinda, when the mind is fixed up in the lotus feet of the Lord, then the words are used, the vibration of the tongue used, vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānuvandana. Then the words are utilized for describing about the spiritual world. The spiritual world is called Vaikuntha. There is no kuntha, anxiety. That is spiritual world. When you become spiritualized, Brahma-bhuta, prasannātma, there is no more kuntha. This is the sign of becoming Brahma-bhuta. At the present moment, we are jiva-bhuta. Manasasthāni indriyāni prakṛtisthāni karsati. Therefore, our struggle for existence is with the mind and the six senses. But when your existence is spiritualized, then Brahma-bhuta, you have no more anxieties. That is the sign. Brahma-bhuta prasannātma. Na sochati na prasannātma means na sochati na kāṅkhati. We have got two diseases in the material world. One is sochati and the other is kāṅkhati. The things which we haven't got, we desire to possess, kāṅkhati. And the things which we possess, it will be spoiled, it will be lost. Chanaka Pandit says that everything in this material world is temporary. Smaro nittam anittata. So when we engage our mind in these temporary things, there is sochana and akanka. And when we are elevated to the spiritual platform, then there is no more sochana and akanka. This is the symptom. Brahma-bhūta-prasannātmā na-sochati-na-kāṅkati sama-sarveshu-bhūteshu. At that time, it is possible to re-establish samatha. We are very much anxious to re-establish our universal brotherhood. But from the material platform, it is not possible. Unless we come to the platform of Brahma-bhuta, we cannot expect samasarveshu-bhuteshu. Pandita samadarshina, these things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. So considering from all this point of view, Bhagavan Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is teaching us that paro dharma. We have distinguished paro and apara. Aparayam, the material elements, mind, intelligence and ego, they are all material. Apara. Itasu vidhi me prakritim para, jiva bhuta mahabhava, jayadam dharjati jagat. So we have to come to that a spiritual platform, Brahma-bhuta platform, samasarveshu-bhuteshu. That is wanted. That kind of religious system is explained in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, paro-dharma. And others, they are aparo-dharma, apara, inferior. Therefore, one Vrindavan Das Thakur, a great Vaishnava Acharya, he has said, prithivite jahakichu dharma name chale, bhagavat kahe taha paripunna chale. Prithivite, upon the surface of the earth, there are many systems of religion. Jahakichu dharma name chale. So what is that? Bhagavat kahe, he does not say, but he says on the authority of Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, that is scholarship. A scholar will not speak anything as he is thinking, no. He will give authoritative quotation to support. That is Vedic system. When you support your proposition with the Vedic version, then it is accepted. Otherwise not. Veda Pramana. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur said, Bhagavat kahe. He doesn't say it in my opinion. Nowadays it has become a very good fashion. I think in my opinion. Without knowing his own value, he gives his opinion. He does not know that is imperfect. He is imperfect in his senses, he is liable to commit mistake, he is illusion, and he is a cheater. Everyone knows that how I am cheating the other party, especially amongst businessmen when there is contract. So each one is trying how much I have cheated. So this cheating, vipralipsa, is one of the qualifications of the conditioned soul. Brahma pramad vipralipsa karanapata. So a person, authorized person in the line of disciple succession, he does not speak by his own authority. Immediately he'll quote from the Vedic literature to support his proposition. So Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Bhagavato kahe. He doesn't say that I say or in my opinion, no. Bhagavato kahe taha paripurna chale. Prithivite jaha kichu dharma name chale. Bhagavato kahe taha paripurna chale. How is that Bhagavat says? Dharma, the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam in fine, in the introductory portion, Vyāsadeva says, dharma prajjita kaitava atra. Atra, Śrīmad-Bhāgavate, kaitava dharma prajjita. Pritha means cheating. Cheating type of religion is completely kicked out. Prajjita. Pakishtha Rupena Ujjita. Just like we sweep over the floor and throw away the dust just to make the floor very clean. The Srimad Bhagavatam, just to make it very clean from this cheating type of religious system. It is written by Vyasa there. Religion means that jato bhakti adho khajet. This is religion. Here it is said. Savai pungsa paro dharma jato bhakti adho khajet. It doesn't matter whether you are Hindu or Muslim or Christian or Buddha or Jaini or so on, there are so on, hundreds. But the taste is jato bhakti adho khajet. Whether you have developed your love for God, that is what. It doesn't matter. It's like if you want to be a mathematician, so you may pass from any university, Calcutta University or Delhi University or London University, any university, mathematics, 2 + 2 = 4 everywhere. It is not that in Calcutta University 2 + 2 = 5 and in London University 2 + 3. No, everywhere 2 + 2 = 4. Similarly, karma means obedience to the laws of God. There is God. Either you become Christian or Hindu or Muslim, whether you accept God as the supreme authority and whether you abide by the laws of God, then you are dharmic. Otherwise, it is cheating. If there is no conception of God, if one does not know what is God and what is the order of God, then that type of religion is cheating religion, and that kind of religion is completely thrown out from Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur said, Prithivite ache jato, Prithivite jaki tu dharma name chole. Chole means it is passing on in the name of religion, but it is not religion. Because religion without conception of God, what is the meaning of that religion? If there is religion, that is not parodharma, that is aparadharma. Aparadharma. Just like sometimes we take desa dharma, samaja dharma, griha dharma, and so many things. So desa dharma, nationalism. So now you are in this country, suppose in India, next life, because you have to change your body, next life it may not be that you have taken birth in India, you might have taken birth in the heavenly planet or in the animal society, because there is no guarantee. Krishna says, tatha dehantara prapti, death means change of the body. That what kind of body you are going to accept, that will depend on the superior arrangement. But you can arrange also, just like if you pass medical examination, there is possibility of your becoming a medical officer to get a service in the government medical service board. But still, it must be selected by the medical board and so on, so there are so many conditions. Similarly, to get the next body, that is not your selection. That selection depends on superior authority. Karmana daiva netrena jantar deha upapatti. That we do not know. That next life, neither we endeavor what is next life. We have to accept a next life after giving up this body. Therefore we must be prepared for that purpose. So preparation means, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Janti Deva Vrata Devan. If you prepare yourself to go to the heart planetary system, Chandralok, Suryalok, Indralok, Sarvalok, Brahmalok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, there are so many. Hundreds. If you want to go there, then you prepare in that way. Janti Deva Vrata Devan. Pitrin Janti Pitri Vrataha. So if you want to go to the Pitri Loka, you can go there. If you want to go to the heart planetary system in the Deva Loka, you can go there. And if you want to remain here, you can remain here. And if you want to go to the Loka, Goloka, Vrindavan, Madhyajinopi Janti Maam, you can go there. Back to home, back to garden. That is possible. Krishna says, Taktadi hang punarjanma naiti maameti. If you like, you can go back to home, back to God. That is possible. So therefore, the intelligent person, they must know, if I go to the Devaloka, what is the result of going there? If I go to the Pitri Loka, what is the result? If I remain here, what is the result? And if I go back to home, back to God, what is the result? The ultimate result is that if you can go back to home, back to Godhead, then Krishna says, what is the result? The result is takta dehang punarjanmanaiti. Then you don't get birth again in this material world. So that is the highest gain. Punarjanma naiti maameti. Mamupeta kaunteya dukkhalayama sasatam napnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhiṃ paramāṅga. That is highest perfection. So therefore here it is said, savai puṃsāṁ paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaji. So if you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, then jato bhakti adhokhaji, you have to adopt this means, bhakti. Vaktya māma vijānāti jāvāna jasyāmi tattata. Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, cannot be understood by karma, jnana, yoga. No process will be sufficient to understand Krishna. Therefore, you have to take to this process as recommended by Krishna. Bhaktyamam avijanati javana jasyami tattata. Therefore, we do not indulge in Krishna's lila unless it is performed or it is executed by the devotees, not professional man. That is forbidden. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never indulged. Because the subject matter of Krishna can be understood only by the process of bhakti. Yato bhakti radhokhaji. Without bhakti, it is not possible. The bhakti process one has to adopt if he actually wants to go back home, back to Godhead. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Our movement, this Krishna consciousness movement, is educating people how to become advanced in devotional service and how to go back home, back to Godhead. And this is not a very difficult task. It is very easy. If it is not easy, how the Europeans, Americans are now taking seriously? Because they, I think, at least before 10 years, before the starting of this movement, most of them, they did not know what is Krishna. Now, they are all devotees of Krishna. Even the Christian priest, they are surprised. In Boston, one Christian priest, he admitted that these boys, they are our boys coming from the Christian group or the Jewish group. So before this movement, they did not take care even to see us or to ask any question about God, to come to the church. They completely neglected. Now, how it is that man after God? They are surprised. Why? Why have they have become so? Because they have taken to the process. The process is important. Simply speculation, bhakti, is not theoretical. It is practical. Jato bhakti radho khaje. If you want to take to the bhakti process, it is not speculation. You must actually engage yourself in the process. Jato bhakti radho khaje. That process is Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Achanam Bandhanam Dasam Sakham Mahatmanivedam. Is it? Simply by hearing, you remain in your place. There is no need of changing your place. If you are a businessman, do your business. If you are a medical man, remain in your medical profession, a lawyer, whatever it may be. That is the recommendation of Brahma and confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manovi. If we hear sutigatang, if we receive the message of bhakti, then you can remain in your place. But if you hear and try to implement it, employ it in practical life, then one day the Supreme Lord, whose another name is Ajita, he will be able to conquer him. Jitopashi. These are the recommendations in the Shastra. So, this is first class or superior dharma. Everyone can accept it. Simply hear. And that hearing process is also made very easy. This chanting, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you chant and hear. Anywhere you can do it. You sit down in your home or in your office, in your factory, underneath a tree or anywhere. You can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, and you can hear. This process will make you advance in everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his benediction. Yaha haite sarva siddhi haive tama. By this chanting and hearing of Hare Krishna mantra, all perfection you will get. It's very easy. Therefore, our request is that whatever you may be, in whatever position you may be, it doesn't matter. Sthane sthita. Just sit down together with the family members and chant Hare Krishna. It is very easy. Nobody can say it is very difficult. And if it is difficult to chant, then it should be understood that we are most unfortunate. But this Hare Krishna Mahamantra You can chant anywhere and everywhere at any time without any regulative principle. Thank you very much.
Jai Shri Ramakrishna.